Grammar notes. 1. In addition to the passive meaning, lesson 11, the verbs
được
and
bị
have other meanings. 1.1. They may be used alone as ordinary, notional, transitive verbs without another verb and have the meaning to receive, to get.
Được
is used to indicate a favorable action, while
bị
denotes an unfavorable action from the speaker's point of view.
Anh ấy được điểm cao.
He received a high grade.
Anh ấy bị điểm kém.
He received a low grade. 1.2.
Được
is placed immediately before another verb to convey the meaning to have the right or permission to do something.
Chúng tôi được nghỉ 3 ngày.
We are allowed to take 3 days off. 1.3.
Được
has also the meaning to have an opportunity to do something when placed before another verb.
Tôi đã được nói chuyện với nhà văn nổi tiếng ấy.
I had the opportunity to talk with that popular author. 1.4. When
được
is placed after another verb or at the end of a sentence, it has the meaning to be able to do something.
Anh ấy không làm được việc này. Anh ấy không làm việc này được.
He is not able to do this job. Sometimes
được
can be used along with the modal verb
có thể, không thể. Anh ấy không thể làm được việc này. Anh ấy không thể làm việc này được.
1.5.
Bị
may be used before a verb to imply the meaning to suffer, be affected unfavorably by an action. In this case,
bị
is optional.
Ông ấy bị ốm.
He is sick.
Chiếc máy vi tính này bị hỏng rồi.
This computer is broken.
Bạn tôi bị mất cắp xe ô tô.
My friend's car has been stolen.
2. In some statements, the word
cũng
may convey a reluctant agreement on the part of the speaker.
Bộ phim ấy cũng hay.
That movie is okay.
Anh nói thế, tôi nghĩ cũng đúng.
What you are saying is correct too, in my opinion. 3. The word
hết,
in addition to the meaning an amount of something is used up when an action is completed, lesson 11, and to run out, be sold, lesson 12, may function as part of the predicate when placed before another verb or an adjective to denote not any longer. In the negative statements, the negation
chưa
is used before the word
hết.
For example,
trời hết mưa rồi.
It is not raining any longer.
Cô ấy chưa hết giận chúng tôi.
She is still angry with us.
4. The word
nữa
is placed after a phrase indicating a length of time to denote the end of a period of time in the future when an action will take place and is translated into English as in. The time expression with
nữa
usually comes at the beginning of the sentence.
3 ngày nữa ông ấy sẽ đến đây.
He will arrive here in 3 days.
2 tháng nữa tôi phải viết xong luận án.
I must finish my dissertation in 2 months. To convey a moment as the end of a period of time in the past when an action took place, the word
sau
is used, which is translated into English as later.
Họ đến Huế hôm mùng 3 tháng 4. 5 ngày sau, họ đi vào Sài Gòn.
They arrived in Huế on the 3rd of April. 5 days later, they left for Saigon.
5. The word
mỗi,
meaning each, is used before a noun which is followed by a phrase with an amount to denote a specific quantity of something belonging to each individual member of a group.
Mỗi lớp có 10 sinh viên.
Each class has 10 students.
Mỗi tuần, chúng tôi có 5 giờ tiếng Việt.
We have 5 hours of Vietnamese per week.